hey, what's going on? Happy Sunday. Nick Kirby here. Welcome to Chatterbox Reds, proudly sponsored by DSC Commodities. And we're on the countdown to opening day, now down to just 4 days left. Well, the Reds beat the Rockies 6-2 in a game full of good performances all around on Saturday. I'll tell you all about that in just a minute. But first, I want to tell you about our proud presenting sponsor, Deep South Commodities. DSC is a leader in renewable commodities for biofuel production, specializing in used cooking oil collection, aggregation, and sales. Visit www.deepsouthcommodities.com for more information. Thanks, as always, to our friends at DSC. All right, well, the Reds' offense had quite a day against Cal Quantrill of the Rockies. Quantrill been throwing the ball really well for them so far this spring. And some of the standout performances, and there was a lot of them for the Reds. First off, one that was really great to see. Jamer Candelario went 3-for-3, hit his first home run of the spring, and it was an opposite field home run. So hopefully the Candy Man, as maybe I'm going to call him, I don't know. Hopefully he's getting hot at the right time as we get close to the start of the season. Jake Fraley, another guy who had been struggling, he hit a home run, his first of the spring, and it was an absolute no-doubter. I think it actually went out of the stadium out in right field over their sort of bar deck type thing. So, but Fraley, just an absolute bomb from him. Ellie De La Cruz, he hit his second home run. It was an opposite field home run, kind of just showing off his easy power, sort of flicking the ball out to left field. Ellie De La Cruz hitting .277, now a .923 OPS in Cactus League play. Spencer Steer, 2-for-4. He crushed a home run to left field, his third of the spring. Steer also tripled. Spencer Steer, man, this guy just hitting .319 with a .994 OPS this spring. Santiago Espinal had an RBI single in his very first at-bat with the Reds. Espinal playing second base on Saturday. More about him and the lineup, and I'm going to give my actual opening day prediction for the lineup coming up a little later on. Christian Encarnacion Strand, he just had a ho-hum day. He was on base 4 times. Will Benson, he was batting leadoff again. He ripped a double off the wall on the very first pitch of the game for Cal Quantrill. On the pitching side, Frankie Montas, really solid final tune-up for him before he takes the ball on opening day for the Reds. He allowed 2 earned runs over 5 innings, only 1 walk, and struck out 6. I did give up 1 home run in this game. Here's what Frankie Montas had to say after the game.
Man, I feel you guys can see it. Like, you know, I've been able to kind of like use the buff of my fastball, you know, 4-seam and 2-seam. And not just being able to use it, but getting actually good results with both of them. My slider is there, my cutter is there. You know, I threw some really good splitters today, actually. And I feel like, honestly, it was just a question just to keep pushing, you know, because, I mean, I was out for almost a year, you know, so it's just like trying to get that feeling again, like just having my body, you know, feeling like that again, like, okay, we're pitching. You know, this is how I feel throwing innings, throwing a lot of pitches, you know. So it's going to be a process, you know. It's a process just to build up. Like, today, like, I'm happy that I went out there and threw 5 innings, you know. Didn't care about the pitches, just wanted to go out there and throw 5 innings and getting that, like, that muscle memory again.
The newly acquired Justin Wilson, he threw a perfect inning with a strikeout. Lucas Sims threw a perfect inning with 2 strikeouts. And Alexis Diaz, most of his outings this spring have been earlier in the game, as is pretty much traditional with a lot of closers. He pitched in the 9th on Saturday, threw a scoreless inning with a strikeout. No walks, just gave up 1 hit. Tony Santion, he also threw a scoreless inning with 3 strikeouts. Did give up a walk. Likely ended his spring with a 0.00 ERA in 7 innings pitched. So even though Tony Santion didn't make the team, he looks poised to be a guy that could really help this bullpen at some point with injuries down the road. So congrats to Tony Santion on an outstanding spring, kind of really reinventing himself this season. Nick Kroll, he was on the broadcast, on the Bally Sports Ohio broadcast, talking about the final roster spot. Take a listen to what Kroll had to say on Saturday.
The last spot on the roster is seemingly the only thing, position player-wise, only thing left on the table. I know that Bubba Thompson still in the mix, maybe even Jacob Hurtubise. Will you be also scouring the waiver wire or perhaps even trades of what might be out there?
Yeah, we're going to, I mean, right now we're just keeping an open mind to what's available, and we'll see what happens. And, you know, maybe it is an internal recall from one of the guys that were optioned, or it could be, you know, something external where you go out and look. But I think we're just keeping our options open right now, and we'll make a decision in the coming days.
Safe to say you're looking for an outfielder?
Yeah, I'd say that's probably a fair statement. I mean, if you can get somebody who can play infield and outfield, you'd look at that as well.
I was thinking back to last year when I was looking for tickets for opening day for the Reds and just how difficult it was to not only find tickets, but find them at a decent price without a bunch of crazy hidden fees. Well, the Game Time app is now an authorized ticket marketplace for MLB, which actually makes getting tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to first pitch. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and the lowest price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets. My personal favorite feature of the Game Time app is their seat layout. It shows you exactly the price around the stadium in each section in a very clean, user-friendly way. They have all-in pricing. Toggling this feature shows the total up front with no surprise fees at checkout. The lowest price guaranteed, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app today, create an account, and use the code CINCY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem the code CINCY, C-I-N-C-Y, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. All right, so the Reds rolled out a lineup that I think is pretty similar to what we will see on opening day. Reds are facing a right-handed pitcher, Josiah Gray, the former Reds prospect of the Nationals on opening day. So I'm going to go and give you what I think is going to be the opening day lineup, or pretty close to it. So I think you'll have Will Benson batting leadoff in center field. I think you'll have Ellie De La Cruz batting second, of course, playing shortstop. Spencer Steer in the three-hole playing left field. Jake Fraley in right field batting fourth. Jeremy Candelario playing third base, batting fifth. Christian Encarnacion Strand batting sixth, playing first base. I don't agree with that. I'd have him a little higher, but I digress. Batting seventh, I'm going to say Jonathan India. I'm going to say he's going to be DHing on opening day. Tyler Stevenson, he caught Frankie Montas on Saturday, so that's a pretty good indication he'll be the guy starting on opening day. I'll have him batting eighth. And I think the Reds will go with Santiago Espinal playing second base and batting ninth. I think the Reds are going to go with probably their closer to best defensive lineup that can still hit against a right-handed pitcher on opening day. I actually think I've seen a lot of conversation about Espinal. I think he's going to play quite a bit. I think they'll move in a lot of other guys around, give other guys days off. I think Espinal will be in the lineup quite a bit, at least until some other guys are healthy. One other guy, though, Nick Martini, I do think he's going to play a lot against right-handed pitching. I think on opening day, I think Dave Bell's not going to want to give Jonathan India a day off. I don't think he's going to want to give Spencer Steer a day off. I don't think he's going to give Jamer Candelario, obviously, a day off. But I do think those three guys, maybe throw in Christian Encarnacion and Strand a little bit, I think they'll get some days off against right-handed pitching. And I think Nick Martini will probably play against right-handed pitching more often than not. In fact, I think he has a higher OPS than every single one of those guys in his career against right-handed pitching. I know it's a smaller sample, but I think he probably gives the Reds a really good power bat, a good left-handed bat in the lineup against right-handed pitching. So I would expect to see him a lot. I do predict that I think Espinal will be in the lineup a lot more than you think. I know the Reds tried Spencer Steer at second base. Talking with Charlie Goldsmith, he said he didn't think that really went all that well this spring. So I think the Reds, they might do it here and there, especially they might do it a lot late in the game if they're down trying to get more bats in the lineup to come back. But I think the Reds are going to try to avoid playing Steer and probably India, who they made a big deal about moving to other positions. They're going to try to avoid playing them at second base as much as they can. But we'll see. That's my prediction. Some NL Central news. Ian Happ of the Cubs, he's still dealing with a hamstring injury. Opening day is in doubt for Ian Happ. All right, well, the Reds will play their final spring training game. And as someone who's done a podcast covering every single spring training game boy, am I excited. This is the last spring training game, and they start counting after this. But Sunday afternoon, 4.05 p.m. Eastern, against the Cleveland Guardians. The Reds are the home team in this game, and it'll be on Bally Sports Ohio, and it'll also be on 700 WLW on the radio. Reds throwing out some good pitchers. Hunter Green will get the start. Alexis Diaz, Brent Suter, Justin Wilson, Lucas Sims, Emilio Pagan, and Sam Moll all scheduled to pitch. And of course, Sam Moll is expected to start the year on the IL, but he's still scheduled to pitch in this game. For the Guardians, they'll have the lefty Logan Allen starting. Also going to have Eli Morgan and their closer, Emmanuel Clase. So Reds hitters will face some good pitchers in the final spring training game. Be interested to see what the lineup looks like, if it's close to mirroring the opening day lineup. The Reds also in their game notes announced what their plans are, I guess, when they get back to Cincinnati Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday before opening day. On Monday, the Reds will have an inter-squad game and a workout at Great American Ballpark. Reds players will be off on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday they will have, I guess, an official workout prior to opening day. And boy, can't wait for opening day. Really excited about this team. I know it's been a frustrating last couple weeks with all of the injuries, but I still really think the Reds have a good team going into opening day. Maybe not all the players that we like, but I think as the season goes on, the Reds get healthy. I think the Reds' depth is really, really good, especially starting pitching. That's the thing that I'm really hopeful can kind of wear a lot of the other teams out in the NL Central as the season goes on. But as mentioned, just can't wait for some games to start counting, and hopefully the Reds can get off to a really good start. That would just be great and get the city really behind this team. Well, thanks so much for listening. Really all spring training long. Appreciate everyone that listens every day and supports the show. If you've not yet subscribed to Chatterbox Reds, where every listens podcast, make sure you do this now. We will have podcasts after every single game all season long. So if game played on a Friday night, you know, Saturday morning when you wake up, whenever that is, unless you wake up at like 2 a.m., you may not have it yet. But if you wake up at 4 a.m., there'll be a podcast in your feed recapping the game and having some conversation. So subscribe here, and also be sure to subscribe on Chatterbox Sports over on YouTube, because we do live post-game shows after every single Reds game. So be sure to subscribe to that. Also going to have some more content leading up to opening day. So turn on the bell, hit the bell up in the top right corner, turn on notifications so you're notified anytime we either go live or post a new video. Well, hope that you have a fantastic Sunday. We'll be back again on Monday morning to recap the final spring training game and kind of get you geared up for the regular season. Have some really cool guests lined up for next week leading up to opening day. We'll have a podcast every single day all the way up to opening day. Also planning to have something up on Saturday morning since Reds should be off on Friday barring any sort of weather change. But we'll have something every single day, so be sure to stick with us, and we're looking forward to that. Well, have a fantastic Sunday. Go Reds.